in Chautauqua at Royal Randwick on the same day. Wow. How exciting is it?
It's going to be fantastic. Let's enjoy today. We'll talk to you later in the morning. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Just gone 7 o'clock, and for those that are waking up continuously through this Saturday, September 9, we welcome you. The best way to start your race day every Saturday is with Sky, whether it's Sky Sports Radio, our large and loyal audience right around New South Wales, or whether you've got the chance to watch us, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. For the next couple of hours, we'll be focusing in on what a massive day we've got at Rose Hill. Fine and sunny weather, around 19 degrees today, and as I say, another fine day. Tracks come up as a good 3, penetrometer 4.55, and the rail is true for the first time in around 6 weeks. Kembla Grange, a good 3, the rail true. Doomben, fine up there, good 4, and Moonee Valley for the McEwen and the Dato Tan Chin Nam. It's come up a good 4. Penetrometer 4.70 and the rails at 2 metres. It's cool in Melbourne, but it's certainly fine and sunny in Sydney. And I'll tell you something, he's been in the form all week, and now we're going to get all the info over the next couple of hours. Good morning to Ron Duffersey. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. Really looking forward today. These beautiful three-year-olds on show in the run to the Rose, heading towards the Golden Rose, and we get some nice ones in the Stan Fox as well. So they're not the only good races. The Scirocco's a beauty, and obviously the Theo Marks there as well, with Egg Tart resuming she's the new kid on the block. She's resuming off 6 wins and has really looked the part. So it's an intriguing, interesting day on show here today.
It is. Last week you were to-ing and fro-ing in the most competitive race of the day, the tramway, and you ended up with Happy Clapper.
Yeah, look, he's a beauty. You know, you're going to get a good run for your money. He'll improve off that too. So he started off with a bang there and a full charge ahead towards the Epsom, I'd say.
Yep, runs next week at this stage, as we know, in the George Main. Mike Fraser is also ready to go on Run to the Rose Day. Morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. What a day. What a day's racing we've got in Sydney and in Melbourne. But as Ronnie just pointed out, 5 of our top 6 contenders for the Golden Rose are on show today at Rose Hill. Going around the Stan Fox and the Run to the Rose. What a beautiful pair of races they are. Look, I can't wait for this meeting to start. I think there's competitive. Most of the races are competitive across the board. I think there's a few chances in each race, but the track, we've got a normal rail, a dry track. I'm pretty sure the fence will play quite well. I think, Ronnie, it's just a matter of whether the run-ons are going to be suited today. Seems to be a little bit more speed in most of the races as opposed to last week where we were struggling to find leaders. So all in all, a fantastic day's racing.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The tracks have really dried out in the last couple of weeks, and these tracks are surprisingly, even the dry tracks have been playing pretty fair.
Yeah, it's been really good. I know. I think it's a testament to the course curators too. You know, they've gone to a lot of effort to sort of look at other methods to try and get these tracks up to speed and alleviate the bias that you know we do get from time to time. So, you know, hats off to Lindsay and Nevesh Ramdani. They've done a great job with these tracks.
Now, I want to bring something up off the top here. For our TV audience, you get photos up on screen of both Ron and Mike. And it's come to me during the week, guys, that we need to update the photos, particularly Mike Fraser's. Mike, that photo, I've been told during the week, that photo
during the
was
week, I've been telling you for 5 years.
Someone told me I'm going to say 5 to 10 years old. How old's that photo, Mike?
Oh God! I think that was when decimal currency came in.
We haven't seen these old greens ties from Sky for a long, yeah, long. That's the give up.
I tell you what's the give up. That filthy little goatee's a give up.
Yeah. That's your midlife crisis.
Yeah, yeah, the old goatee.
That's got to be 12 to 15 years old. Actually, I'm better looking now.
Not after last night, you're not.
Oh, okay, but move on.
Yep, well, that's it. Okay. I'll leave it to Munsey.
No,
he can't say anything. His team's in Bali on their Mad Monday or something. Right, now, let's get serious.
Just ahead of James Cummings, who we've been able to jag, and we'll go straight to him. Just a couple of extra or new scratchings this morning for Rose Hill. Race 1, number 8, Lover Lovers just come out. Race 1, number 8. In race 8, number 6, Sir Plush has come out due to the barrier. Race 8, number 6, they are the scratchings, the fresh ones this morning. As we learned yesterday afternoon, Siege of Quebec, not only out of the run to the Rose, but goes to the spelling paddock, there's that horse. So that brings you up to date with where we are, 12 earlies at this stage. As I say, with Ron Duffercy and Mike Fraser, good to be able to chat with Godolphin trainer James Cummings. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You're on the road heading from one place to the other. Just before we talk about today, we haven't really had the chance to ask you, mate. It's been a number of weeks now. How are you sort of enjoying it? How are you spacing your week with Melbourne and Sydney Stables? Just give the listeners and viewers a bit of a run through.
Well, I just try to spread myself as much as I can and get to absorb, you know, as much of the information as possible. But the whole company's been very good in getting the right information together, and I think that it's a pretty happy team heading in the right direction. And the important thing is that we're achieving that.
Sorry, James, we just lost you there, mate. We've got you back.
You there?
Okay, I think he's there.
I can hear you.
Yep, no, we can hear you now. James, go for it.
Yeah, so things are going very well, and, happily just getting to Osborne Park this morning to watch a few gallops before we have to be at the races for race 4 at Rose Hill.
Hartnell ticking along okay for next week?
Very good, Ronnie. Very happy with him. It has been a good few weeks for the horse, and he seems to be a happy customer and thriving in his training.
All the reports about this Kemantari today have sounded good. What impression has he given you?
Well, he's got a reputation. Before I arrived, I was extremely impressed as an outsider looking in to see him win so well second up at Randwick that day over 7 furlongs. I mean, he really grew a leg there, and I'd like to think that he positioned nicely here in September to be running very well first up, but there's improvement left in the tank for a fortnight's time.
Okay, so, but still you'd be wanting him to, you know, be figuring somewhere in the finish here?
I need to see him figuring in the finish, because the dress rehearsal for the big one in a fortnight, and as Andrew Bensley has enjoyed reminding me the last couple of weeks, he's quite a way down the order of entry.
Barrier 5 today now? Tactically.
Yes, the scratching is an interesting scratching, but my horse begins well. I'm happy to be guided by the way Karen McAvoy wants to have him in the run. The important thing is that we sort of don't want to hold him back too much, but he's still an improver. He's still learning, and it's all a big game for Kemantari. So I think that Karen will approach the race with an open mind, having just observed his observation. Observed Karen with the horse past couple of trials and track work since. I think he's going to be pretty open minded about it, and he's going to. You know, appreciate that the horse does have some early gate speed.
James, what else are you hoping to make the Golden Rose?
Oh, we'd be happy to have only one runner, but if one or two horses really impressed us in the next 7 days, 8 days, then we'd give consideration.
Other runners today, Sanctions. He was just a little bit aggressive outside the lead there first up. That may just knock the edge off him now.
Yes, we think so. The horses responded nicely between runs in his training, and I think that I think that he should be of these runners one of the most suited to stepping out another furlong in distance. But he wanted to wander around a little bit when he got to the front and was still in front with a furlong to go and the up and coming. But there's improvement there, and he's a really nice colt going forward.
Jasoni, what's her story? She's had 455 days off. What was her issues?
Oh, look, she just had a speed injury that was really successfully rehabilitated by the team, and the filly now gets back to the races. You know, hasn't been seen since a couple of carnivals ago in Queensland, and pretty exciting for the guys that know her well and that really love the mare coming through her grades. That she's back at the races, but she certainly meets a very competitive mare's field here. This is sort of you would have to think some of the the real Group 1 Meyer candidates that are going around here, and I think that she's going to have to be at her best to be beating them. But I'd love to see her run competitively with improvement left to come.
Okay, and the last race, you're very strong. On paper, you would expect it to be too short for Interlocutor, but he showed a bit of desire and speed at these trials.
He has, and stayers like him can certainly run very well fresh. Perhaps down on the inside, it might be a little bit hard for him to get into clear galloping room, but if he can do that, then I'm sure he's going to run a race. He's a really interesting horse, but if he's running on strongly, we'd be delighted with that. But we certainly wouldn't be that surprised if he was able to outmuscle them late to strongly run race.
Peacock, you've also got there. It's a month since that first up run. Is that by design?
Yes, I thought that the horse was just a little bit flat from his second trial first up, and he seems to have responded nicely. And I think that the race really presents well for Peacock today. He's got a good 7 furlong record. He can really gallop the horse, and I can see him being a really good chance there today.
Okay. Two runners at Moonee Valley. Benny, she's in a good race, but her first up win was a beauty.
Yeah, we'd like to see her run well against a horse like Scholes. Have huge respect for that filly. She, of course, came down and won the Percy Sykes with, I had a runner in the race, and I had a high opinion of, and the form's going to be, pretty strong for a listed race now. But if Banish can sort of keep lifting with her competitive style, then perhaps she's not without a hope of getting closer to them over a little further later on in the spring. But from her barrier and her racing style, she's going to have to make another big swooping run. But the important thing is she's done so well since Cranbourne that she's going to be an interesting runner there, and she's worthy of having a dig at a race like this.
And Etymology in the last. Well, the form from his first up run at Rose Hill is very good. First run at Moonee Valley, though.
Yes, but he visited the track on Tuesday morning, and I wouldn't be too concerned about that. He's a pretty well-travelled customer. As a three-year-old, been to Flemington, to Randwick, to Brisbane, even got there down to Adelaide there for the Derby. So he's a pretty seasoned horse, and he's been well looked after by the stable. And I think he's going to reward us this preparation, judging by his demeanour and the form he's shown us.
All right, well, mate, we wish you the very best.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
I was a bit nervous there, James, because I don't know whether I lost you. I've had audio glitches while that interview. I apologise, because people were listening to you and could hear you, but I couldn't. But good luck today. I hope they all run well for you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, James. Cheers. James Cummings joining us there with the very latest. Ron, how do you see Kemantari here? As James reminded me there, he's number 57 in the order of entry, but I will say that above him, there's a lot of horses that I'm starting to take out. So I guess he just needs some prize money just to absolutely guarantee it. But how do you see him today?
Look, I think he can't do anything bar run well. He looked so exciting at the end of last preparation. I know that's winter form we're talking with, and it can be dangerous, but it looked a strong race on paper. and he was outstanding. I must say that was on a bit of a softer track than we got today, but I don't think that's any issue. His trials have been pretty classy. The vibe is strong from the camp, which you'd expect from a budding 3-year-old colt. You'd expect everyone to be up and about their ability, but I don't think it's a false boom that he's got on him. He'll run very well. He's a winning chance for sure.
Mike, a lot of discussion obviously about Minari's win. Has Chauffeur been a bit forgotten the way it ran first up?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I thought it was a tip-top performance. He attacked the line really strongly. He's a high-class colt. I wouldn't say he's a forgotten horse. It's just that there's such a boom on Minari. He's probably... I think the makeup of this race sort of has changed a little bit with the scratching of Siege of Quebec. A little bit of the speed's come out of the race. It could be advantage Minari. Josh Parr will probably press forward from that draw now and be in the first two or three. And a horse like Chauffeur... And Pariah too, they'll both be giving this colt a decent sort of a start and may not get the tempo to suit. Would you agree with that, Ron?
I would, to a certain extent, but sometimes when you get a scratching like the designated leader of Siege of Quebec, things can get a little bit faster than what you think. I wouldn't be surprised if a few more went more forward today, including Pariah, including Minari, Diamond Tathagata with blinkers on, who knows. Mm. Parasta's been... hasn't showed the speed that we thought he had. So I think there's a few variables there. More so, I think they were happy to concede to Gaze Runner when he was in the race. Now it's a bit of a cat and mouse sort of struggle, I say.
Well, let's have a chat with one of those trainers. Paul Perry is online. He's got Parast in the race. Morning to you, Paul.
Oh, morning, Andrew. Ron.
Good to talk to you, Paul. Mate. We're just talking about the change of this race, the Run to the Rose, with Siege of Quebec now not there, Paul. What's your thoughts on Parast now that that horse isn't there?
Yeah, Andrew, I think he's probably the sharp ones. He's the sharp three-year-olds. He's probably just not up to, I don't think, you know, but maybe when the races get a bit longer, might suit him a lot better.
He looks in pretty good shape, though, Paul. I know he has to improve, but the horse looks well.
Yeah, he does, Ron. Yeah, and probably the other day, you know, a couple of his runs, he probably has the best passage through the race and let the race a bit deep and that. And yeah, probably he's, if he has a better run in the race, he's might be thereabouts.
Yeah. Your main runner today is The Mission. It's an interesting move, first up at 1,500, but he looks to be, he's trialing, definitely trialed well last time.
Yeah, look, Ron, he's done a lot of work. He's been in work a long time and, you know, sort of hard fondle. He's won the Group 1. They get the penalty in most of them races, you know, so it's probably in these races he's better placed where he can get into a bit of rhythm rather than take on the sharp three-year-olds, you know, at them weight condition. Mm.
Has he surprised you, like, early on to just looking at him? You would have thought he'd be flat out running 1,100, let alone getting to the mile with his...
Ron, look, he's always showed something, always, but he's probably a bit like Swazier, you know, he's been a bit difficult and finding his right race and that, and once he's one of them horses, once he gets to a bit of rhythm and that, he's right, you know.
Yeah. Are you happy with the way he's returned and the way he's matured up?
Yeah, I think he's gone lovely, Ron. I think he's done everything lovely and trials look good and he's... No, I think he should run a race.
Okay, what are you eyeing off for him, man? What's any targets?
Probably always had the Caulfield Guineas in mind, you know.
Yep.
Probably along them lines, I'd say.
Beauty. You got a couple of nice horses in the last, Petrosian. Not much went right last time.
He had a sort of a bit of a awkward run in the race. He was up and back and wide, and yeah, nothing worked for him there. But they always run races, you know. I'm sure they will again today.
Yeah, well, Last Witness, he really overachieved. He was very tough the other day.
Yeah, it was a terrific run, the sectionals of the race, you know. I suppose they did all day that day, but to come from where he come from was a big effort.
Beauty. Rest of the team, any 2-year-olds going up early there, Paul?
Yeah, a few going all right, Ron. Probably get the early trial. So.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out from
always
there.
Always hoping.
Beauty.
Righto, mate.
Righto, good on you, Paul. Thanks for your
Andrew.
Time. Good luck.
Good on
Thanks,
you, mate.
Ta-ta. See ya. Bye-bye. Paul Perry there from Newcastle. And, of course, what a week they've got at Newcastle. Ron, next Friday, it's the running of the Gold Cup, the Newcastle Gold Cup. the Spring Stakes and all the other features. And Lloyd Williams is going back, Duff. He loves Newcastle. He won it with Green Moon, and Abdullah's already been booked. I think it might be Crocodile Rock, but he may even have two or three that could end up in the race.
Oh, well, we'll keep up to date with that, Andrew. Well, someone said he was going to nominate five or something, so he might bring more than one.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I think it might be two or three, but we'll wait and see. Hey, plenty of discussion. I'm just looking at the scratchings. No extra ones. The ones that have come through this morning are Lover Lover, Race 1, number 8, and Sir Plush, Race 8, number 6. If you're looking at Moonee Valley 2, Limestone, who was one of the favourites in the Atlantic Jewel, has come out this morning, Race 6, number 3. We'll keep an eye on those. Hey, Ron?
Yes, Andrew.
There's a horse called Sun Craze. It goes pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, he's an interesting horse. He's coming off a big win. He's had a break between runs. He's been back to the trials, and I'd suggest that big race on Everest Day might be his target.
There's going to be a few lining up. Every second trainer I've spoken to this week from a country point of view is talking about that anniversary on Everest Day. Melanie O'Gorman is joining us. Morning, Mel.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Very well. Are you another one that's targeting that Everest Day?
Yes, Andrew. When they announced that race was going to be on the card, I had a good talk to Sun Craze's owner, Anthony, and we decided to try and keep him going and aim for that.
He seems to have freshened up nicely, Mel. His trial was great.
Yeah, Ron, I was pleased with it. I was looking forward to seeing how he trialled and how he pulled up after the trial. I felt he had a lot of residual fitness from his previous racing, but it's always nice to see him trial well. And, I thought, same again today. If he comes off the trial well and runs well today, that's sort of my plan heading into the Everest race. If we get a start, there's a nice trial for him at Newcastle 10 days before over 1,200, mm-hmm. and then run over 1,400 at Randwick.
Beauty. He has a pattern already in play. He gets back and runs on. Is there any chance he could race closer from barrier one today?
Ron, I actually really hope not.
You're
right. I know that
okay.
sounds crazy, but I don't really want to change his racing pattern. Like I said, the grand final is on Everest Day if we get a start. So I had a good chat to Corey yesterday, and he was sort of thinking the same as me. He said, no, I don't really feel that we should be forcing him to take a position just because we've drawn barrier one.
Yep.
He just said to me, I think we just let him do his thing, and that's exactly the way I was thinking. I'm hoping we're, back midfield or a bit worse, and then I'll just leave it to Corey when they straighten up.
Okay. Well, he's had 5 or 6 weeks now, and he's had 5 runs this preparation. He's coping with it all well?
He's coping really well. I train off course too, Ron, so
yep.
I'm very lucky out at the farm where I'm based, that it's a fairly nice environment for horses. It's fairly relaxed. There's plenty of room to graze. He had 10 days off after he won at Randwick.
Yep.
And he actually just did some dressage every day and different things to take his mind off racing. So under those circumstances, it's been easy to keep him going. But,
yeah.
Again, he has to do it today, to prove that.
Oh, well, he hasn't run a bad race yet, and I don't think it will today either.
I hope not.
Beauty.
Good on you, Mel. Good luck. Safe travels down.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Thanks. Melanie O'Gorman there with Sun Craze, who broke through last time. Mike, where do you rate? It's another pretty competitive race. It's not the largest field of the day today, but there's some good informed country gallopers coming here.
Well, there certainly is. He's a high-class galloper in this respect. But, the fact that Melanie just said, his grand finals on Everest Day, on the championship day there, coming back from 1,400 to 1,200, they're going to ride him. They're not going to change his racing pattern, so he's going to get back and... is the 1,200 too short for him? There's a few ifs and buts about his chances, but I think he's the best horse in the race. Whether he's that well suited today or not is another question to be answered.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're looking at a 6-4 or $2.50 favourite here, and he's a backmarker. It's not his grand final. Mel was very open about tactically today, and a little warning signs to say things will have to happen for this horse for it to really get over the top of them late. So will they take risks with him, bookmakers? Probably so. Will they pay the price? Possibly.
Mm.
It's one of those horses that you could be riding with or completely against.
And the other thing, too, you can't get too caught up in the fact that he won a 1,000-metre trial at Tamworth there, because prior to starting this preparation, he won a trial at Armidale over 1,000 metres by 5.5 lengths, and that sort of didn't hold him in good stead, you know, for those shorter sprint races that he contested early in the campaign. So back to 1,200 is a big issue today, I think.
Hmm.
And, Ron, just before we go to Gerald Ryan, on this race, how do you see Brett Bellamy's horse here, unbeaten Northern Knight, and also Danny Williams? Spoke with Danny yesterday on the radio. He was sort of playing it down that these two, for him, probably just lack the experience that may be needed today. How do you see those ones?
Yeah, it's hard for those maiden horses to do it, but he's an interesting horse, don't give a damn. He's I loved his win last Friday week, or yesterday week. It was pretty good. He looks like a big, loping, striding horse. He got into his rhythm, and then he sort of didn't know where he was, and then when he got a shake up again, he was very, very strong. Look, he looks promising to me, and the other horse, Northern Knight, well, he's been pretty good. I know it's Port Macquarie. He was long odds and wasn't fancy, but his two wins since have been good, and there's been winners come out of all of his races. So, and they've found Yui. So I think he's definitely he has to be considered. And then obviously you got Mossman Gorge, who's put his form up on the board. Just has to stretch it out to 1,200 there. So it's a good quality race.
It certainly is, the Tab Highway, the second race. Let's go and have a chat with Gerald Ryan. You're on Racing HQ. You can watch us on Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central and on Sky Sports Radio as normal. Gerald, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Another exciting day for the whole stable, mate. You know, bouncing out of bed this morning, mate, I reckon you would have excited to get Minari there. There's Deploy and a couple of others.
Yeah, no, it's good. You know, the horses are racing well and they're going good and they're playing on their home track, and I think these good tracks are helping everybody, you know.
You can say they are racing well, Gerald. You only got to look at your runners today and the form that they're in and how dominant you are on, you know, in the marketplace here today. You start off with Maraquita. Well, look, she had a spring in her step with that little gear change the other day.
Yeah, exactly right, Ron. You know, it was tiddling with things. She's running the same races all the time, so had to try something and just thought we might give it a go, and I jumped her out prior between runs, give it a little jump out on the up the back and without the gear on, and she went really good. She tacked onto him a lot better than I thought she would over sort of 600 metres. So that's why things to change, and Rachel rode her really well the other day, and things fell into place for her, and she was able to win a race, you know.
She's had five runs this preparation. How's she coping with all that?
Oh, she copes everything. She eats all the feed. She drinks heaps of water. Doesn't do a heap of work. Deceiving to look at. You wouldn't think she'd be a mare that could run 1,500 metres the way she walks around the mountain. Now she's slipped up and a little short stepping thing and built like a rocket, you know, to jump and run, and yet she's got no gait speed. But she copes really well. She doesn't comes home and eats all the feed. No, she's quite good to have her around the place, actually.
Will Trapeze Artist run 1,500 metres?
I think he will. Pedigree says he will. You never know until you're trying. But I always thought he's probably a better 1,600 metre horse. Blinkers had him fired up a little bit, so I've taken them off, and he trialled lovely the other day.
Mm.
Probably he'd ever trial. And but you know, if he doesn't run 1,500 metres today, he'll never run it because he's, you know, level weights. Barrier one, ought to get a nice sitting behind him. So, you know, it's probably a crossroads for him, but saying that, the horse is going really good, and I thought his first up mum was terrific. Racing in the head win with 61 kilos on his back, and gave the winner, I think, 8 kilos or 7.5 kilos. I thought he raced very well.
He's an easy horse to make a good case for here today, there's no doubt about, and it sounds like you're happy enough with him. Deploy. Fitness edge on a few here, race five?
Yeah, he's a good, honest horse, and it's quite funny, his only failure, hasn't run in the first four, was his only start at the Rosehill track in a maiden, but he's going a lot better now then, but he seems bright and well and bouncing around the place, and I would say he's improved off his first up run, because he went into that with only having one little 600-metre jump out in no trial after coming out of Queensland, and he looks well. He's free in his action, he's going good, and yeah, would love a little bit of sting off the track for him, but you know, he's back on top of the ground, which he has raced on, but he also is effective in wet ground too. So, but no, I'm happy with him. He's going there and he's going to match pretty well in the race, and he's fitting well, and no, he seems a nice race for him.
Mm. Everyone's got him leading, do you?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I thought he'd be leading, or it depends what good prospect does from that gate, or Kenny Essence. You know, you can't get a line on him. Sometimes he goes forward, sometimes he goes back, so it just depends what he wants to do. But he's a pretty straightforward horse, deep boy. He'll travel wherever you want to put him.
For sure. Magic Alibi finds a tough race, but she'll get a cosy run as well. I think she ran all right in this race last year, didn't she?
She ran good in this race last year. She got beaten a three-way photo, but you say this race is a lot stronger than the race was last year. But in saying that, the horse that won the race last year ended up winning the Group 1. But she's going well. She loves 1,200 metres on a firm track at Rose Hill. But she's going to have to do a PB to beat them today. But you never know what might happen. She's drawn well for a change. And I don't think it'd be hectic speed in this race. They'll roll, but I don't think they'll go 100 mile an hour. So she, off the gate, she ought to get a nice run just back off the speed, you know, and then she gets a chance to run well, whether she's good enough.
Minari, how's he trained on?
Trained on terrific, Ron. He's done well. He looks well. He's bright. Gate's awkward, but he's very well. He's very well, and, you know, he's probably will improve off today's run as well. But he's well.
Is it a race you give Josh tactics in, or it's a tricky one to read, or we've lost our leader now?
Tricky race to read. I think if he begins the way he did first up, he jumped the neck in front first up, and they kicked up underneath him, and he went back on him. Well, I think if he jumps the neck in front today, you'd be letting him roll a little bit. He wouldn't be going out to lead, but you'd perhaps let him roll forward a little bit. But if he happens to dwell a little bit at the start, well, he's going to be probably riding a bit quieter. But I think in the first, you'll know in the first 50 yards, 80 yards, where he's going to end up. But I'm tipping to be rolling forward, you know.
Tango Rain, race 8. This is just a lovely next step for him.
Tears, you know, he's nice horse, going good, looks well. He runs back after a long break, and he's come on from it. Map's good today, down 3 kilos, very hard to beat.
And the Pharaoh in the last, another chance. He's just racing so honestly, and I would say back to 1,400 is ideal.
I think so, yeah. We tested him at the 1,500 just to see where you might head with him. But he's a good, honest horse who's only failing 8 starts, been on a heavy 10, and that was first up. But, you know, he gives his all, and he's trained on good, and he's hard to get a line on because he's not a good track worker at all. You'd say he might win a maiden and that's it. But he's trained on good, and he's, once again, he maps good today too. He's going to be in the first three, and you're going to get an honest run from him anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a great book of runners you got today, and hopefully you can have a bit of luck.
Yeah, it'd be nice, you know. I hate kind of races when you look to have a few chances.
Can I ask you, just with Trapeze Artist, obviously Minari's right in Golden Rose discussions. Where is Trapeze Artist if it ran well today?
Yeah, he'll come back to the 1,400 of the Golden Rose. He'll go to the Golden Rose. I just thought these shorter races for him, that's where I ran him, kicking off from 1,300 first up, they'd be a bit sharp for him.
Yep.
And I just want to know, you know, those others, Minari, they might have been a bit sharper him at 1,200. 1,400 might be a different story, which improved in the size. So he'd come back and, like, he's a pretty laid-back horse who takes a little bit to get fit. So I just thought the 1,500 and come back to 1,400 suit him better, sort of chasing these in the 1,200 today and stepping up to, chasing these today over 1,200 metres.
Have you still got Everest in the back of your mind with Minari?
Right at the back of the mind.
Okay.
You get over the Golden Rose first and then worry about that, you know. That's the plan, yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, the disappointing one was Condor Heroes during the week with an operation there, eh?
Yeah, that's right. He worked on Tuesday morning, and after he cooled down, he was short and got a little crack in a bone in your front joint. So he's put a screw in it on Wednesday, and he's back at the stables yesterday afternoon. But no, he's out for a while now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Could be the making of him. Might give him a bit of brains. You know, might be the making of him.
Mm.
Just a bit of a break. We've been talking about photos, Gerald, that appear on TV when, you know, Mike Fraser's is 10 years ago. Your photo has you proudly with a Collingwood hat on. Do we need to update on that as well?
No, still the black and whites, yeah.
Good luck to you, mate. I hope it's a good day.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Thanks, Gerald. Bye. Gerald Ryan joining us there. Just before we go to a break, guys, the scratchings have gone straight to final, and we now have 13. So these are the final scratchings. They put 3 millimetres of irrigation on the track yesterday. Good 3, penetrometer 4.55, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 8, Lover Lover, number 8. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 5, Electric Fusion, and 8, Est Garage. So 5 and 8 are now out of race 3. Race 4, number 4, Est Arac, number 4. Race 5, number 1, Fox Play, number 1. Race 6, number 5, Zestful is out, number 5. Race 7, number 6, Kiji Phoenix, and 9, Siege of Quebec, 6 and 9. Race 8, number 6, Sir Plush, 12, Pumpkin Pie, and 15, Gibraltar Girl, 6, 12 and 15. And race 9, number 9, Heartlings, and 10, Bolero King, 9 and 10. So Esther Carrage was the extra there that we got just as they went final, race 3, number 8. There are 13 finals. What a sunny day. What a perfect day for Run to the Rose Day. More interviews after this break here on Racing HQ.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, in this stunning colt by champion racehorse Piero. Out of Call Me Pretty, this colt is a half brother to 3 stakes performers. To be trained by Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, he looks the ideal Golden Slipper type, and he's in full work now. Shares start at $5,400 GST included. For more information, visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the ultimate racing experience.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you're getting the latest big screen 4K TV, what's the most important thing?
Choose from the top brands. There's a huge range at Bing Lee.
What's the second most important?
Choose the right one for you. Talk to our TV experts at Bing Lee.
And what's the third most important?
Get it installed correctly.
And right now, get a free wall mount or tabletop installation and delivery when you buy a Samsung, LG, Sony, Panasonic or Hisense 4K Ultra High Def TV 55 inches and over at Bing Lee.
So go to the home of TV, Bing Lee.
Spring brings out Melbourne's best, and we've got the best for you. 158 two-year-olds from leading sires, showcased on grass breeze-ups, ready to race and ready to win. Be at Oaklands, Melbourne, Wednesday, October 4, and put yourself in the winner's circle with a two-year-old from the Inglis Ready to Race sale. Download the Ready to Race catalogue at inglis.com.au or on the Inglis Sales iPad app today.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Ron Duffy and Mike Fraser are with us on this Saturday as regular right through the spring. This is where you start your Saturdays because we set it up with all the interviews and then we've got our preview hour between 8 and 9 where all the winners will come via the guys as well. Glenn Munsey will join us as well. And that happens right through the spring. If you're joining us for the Spring Carnival, this being the first Saturday, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. You can either listen or watch us. You can do anything these days, Ron. You can watch you wherever you want to watch us.
Yeah, it's a lot easier these days with all these apps and phones and all sorts of things, Andrew. So it opens up the whole wide world.
It does. You can watch us and listen to us anywhere. Let's go and have a chat with Peter Snowden. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Pete, looking forward to another day. It's we don't want it to change because the spring is such an exciting time, but the impact of the dry tracks, we haven't had rain for some time. How's it all sort of doing at Randwick at the moment?
It's pretty good. Tracks aren't too bad, Andrew, but you're right. Probably a little bit of a drink wouldn't hurt them. But for me personally, I'd much sooner a firm track than bog tracks. It takes a lot of hard work. The tracks are too wet, so you can't have it all ways. But for me personally, I'd sooner the tracks be a bit dry and too wet.
Pete, it's all about the three-year-olds today. Pariah in the run to the Rose. He's drawn for another good run here.
Yeah, he has. Ronnie's drawn a great gate. Good draw. A little bit of speed's come out. I thought straight away when I seen it, I thought we're going to get a lovely run behind Gay's horse, but he's not there now, so it probably opens up the door for his outside horse to get across now. Look, we've drawn a great gate. We've got options there, and I'm really happy with the horse.
Okay, so he's trained on well.
Yeah, no, as Mr. Beat, he's perfect. I'm really happy the way he's going, and hopefully done a good run today. We'll see him ready for the Golden Race in 2 weeks' time.
And you got Invader there as well, back to his own age.
Yeah, no, his run was good the other day. Just that 1,200 speed, the pace they were going, he always does hit a bit of a flat spot, and they found him out at the 600, and they really cranked it up. But he was really good late. He finished right on the back of those place getters, and he was good through the line. Depends on tempo today as to what his chances will be today, but he is going well. But he definitely will. The Golden Rose is his target, and he will be bang on for that race. So he runs really well today. He's right on track to run well in a fortnight.
How many three-year-olds do you hope to have in the Golden Rose?
We'll hope to get those two, Pariah and Invader, and we're looking for Dracarys and Assimilate. They're trialling on Tuesday, and they'll be going that way as well.
Okay. Where do they run next?
No, they won't.
They won't. Just, okay. Keep them fresh.
Yeah, it's just the programming just didn't really work out for them. They came in early and they were sort of marking time for quite a while, so it's a bit of an indifferent way of getting there for me this year with them, but it suits them better, and they'll have a good solid trial on Tuesday, and that'll bring them up to the mark where I want them. They've shown in the past with a month between runners, they were both effective at Randwick first up for a month, and they ran there, so they don't need a lot of racing. They're not gross colts, but they're two really good colts, I feel, and they'll make their presence felt, no doubt.
And what about amongst your three-year-olds as far as, say, a Caulfield Guineas is concerned?
Probably Invader is the only one I'd look to go past the Golden Rose with. The others, I think, are more... we'll make a decision after they run on the Golden Rose as to how far further they go, but the Lane Dracarys have been in work a fair while, and that might be their grand final Rose day, but there's certainly more upside to Invader.
Yeah. Race 3's O'Connig, he would need to improve today.
He's been disappointing, Ronnie. I've been really disappointed with him because he's a horse that's always very genuine. Gets in the right distance today, and hopefully he steps well and can get up on speed where he normally races best, so I'm hoping to see a better showing from him today.
A couple of nice mares and a strong Scirocco. Ravi resuming, or is she sure to be running on?
Yeah, no, she, but I've been very conscious about her this time. I think it's cost her, the pattern has cost her a couple of times last prep, getting too far back, and becomes a bit of a habit, so we've been conscious of that this time. In her two trials have put her forward. And she put herself, the first trial with kicker to get there, the second trial she banged and put herself there straight away. So we might try and ride her a little bit closer today if things work out. But she's going terrific. She's going really, really well. And she's a quality mare. And I think if she can race a bit more forward, it's going to open up. We'll give her a few more chances, I feel, of what she's, a couple of runs last time. I mean, she bought her about her own bad luck by getting too far back. And Gibraltar Girl, a good draw from her today, and off a bit of a freshen up. Should see her. I think she's up to this class, albeit it's a very strong race, but I do think she's got black type in her.
Yeah, very interesting. Race 8, Denpur, gets her preferred dry track?
Yes, if she comes back and wants a dry track, we're in trouble. It's going to be perfect for her today, though. She does appreciate that. Good speed in the race, sets that well for her, and she looks enormous, so I do expect her to run well today.
And Ebonos should run well again also.
Yeah, he missed the boat the other day. He's got to shuffle too far back. Just needs a touch of luck from that awkward gate, but he's working very well. He's had a good prep to run well and any luck at all, and he'll be right in the finish.
And obviously Russian Revolution, this is a hot race, but how's he settled in?
Oh, he's great. He's been there before. He went there last year to Melbourne. He's been down there a week now, went to Moonee Valley on Tuesday and worked. So he's settled in terrific. He looks really well. The horse has done a power of work, but also he's very fresh as well. So he's there to run well, and want to be pretty smart to beat him.
Yeah, be sitting on those two fast mares?
Yeah, well, it depends how heavily he jumps. It is quick, but our fellow is as well, so we'll have options. We won't be beating all end or to lead. If Houston wants to lead for 50 kilos, that's fine. We'll just tag her, and hopefully we're good enough to get over the top of the lake.
And all good with Red Zell?
Yeah, he's great. He's pulled up really well, and we'll make a decision through the week as to whether we run him in a fortnight in the short, so we stick to our original plan and gather the Moyer in a month. But he's in great order.
Beauty. Good on you, Pete.
Okay, Ronnie, thank you.
Good day. Thanks a lot, Pete. Peter Snowden joining us there, and Paul's been in Melbourne during the week as well. They've opened up those stables, Ron, so Peter and Paul Snowden, we know that they'll have spring runners, but we're going to see more runners from Melbourne now into the future.
Yeah, interesting. They're a big team, and they know how to operate a big team, and they've got some lovely horses around them, so they placed them so well. Geez, he sounds hot on Russian Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? For sure.
Very hot on him. So that's a great race.
It is a great race. It'll be interesting. Hootson's got there. That 1,000-metre start, Ron, that really is an awkward sort of start. You need to jump, don't you? And that's the concern with Heatherly. They've done some barrier practice, but we know how quick Hootson can be out of the barriers.
Yeah, look, do they declare each other on? How's this track going to play? There's lots of variables coming into this race, you know. It's an intriguing little race, and it'll answer a lot of questions there at 10-3, that's for sure.
One thing about Hootson, we know that she's probably one of the best fillies out of the barriers you'll ever see. I mean, she's a flying machine out of the gates.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Where the other filly can, she's very fast, but she can give away half a length, can't she, at the start there? She takes two or three bounds to get into full stride.
Yeah, and Hootson's got 50 kilos on her back too, which is another variable you've got to take into account.
Yeah, my word.
That's the whole thing there. I think Toby was eyeing off these races that they're so down in the weight, and she will reign something similar, guys, in a few weeks in the Moyer. She only carries the 50 as well, and you know, we learned a few weeks ago now, but Craig Williams is going to take the lightweight ride in that Group 1 at Moonee Valley. So, it's an interesting race, Ron.
Oh, there's no doubt. Look, I saw some. Gary Portelli tweeted some track work as She Will Reign this morning. It's Fairdingham when it was airborne. Fairdingham airborne. Just back to Michael. Do you have an opinion of this 1,000-metre race in Melbourne today?
Oh, look, I'm really keen to see Hootson. I've always had a big rap on her. I backed her in the Golden Slipper. I backed her in the race with the Gold Coast there. And, you know, I'm really keen to see her come back. I mean, you know, obviously they've got to come back as three-year-olds, but I think she's a highly talented, well, we all know she's a highly talented filly, just to whether she returns or not, but I think she will.
Okay.
Righto, we've been able to jag David Hayes on the way through here. We're not going to go through every runner because they've got plenty of them for the next 5 or 6 minutes. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Up and about, mate. The stable, you would be happy where you're placed on, the early stages of the spring.
Yeah, it's been good. Had a nice start. The three-year-olds, two-year-olds have come back, nice three-year-olds, and I was really happy with Vega Magic last week.
Where does the slot sit with you, David, and going forward? When do you think that you'll come to the arrangement of which horse will take the star slot?
After the Bobby Lewis. In 2 weeks. About the 18th, it'll be all sorted out.
Okay, and that's with Red Kirk Warrior, who's obviously a pretty good sprinter in its own right.
Yes, he is. He's really an exciting sprinter, and on the way that the stablemates have been going, he'll be a very hard nut to crack next week.
Okay.
David, Kenny Essen today, he seems to be matured up, and his last run was a beauty.
It was really good, and the form's come out of it well. Grand Rosso and Haydock have run well since. So he's a fit horse. He's been in work since last autumn, hasn't been out of work. So he's got a real that winter base on him, which is, you know, I think will hold him in good stead, and he's probably his perfect distance.
Well, what are you up to in race three here today? Not only Florina, she's a French import who... obviously, there was something amiss with her there first up, but she's got some Interesting form. A jump out was pretty good prior to that first up run.
Really was. We thought we were expecting a good showing, and she melted a bit on the day and got it wrong. But if you ignore the run and watch the track work controls, she could pop up at big odds.
Okay, and obviously you're very strong at Moonee Valley today. Can you point us in the right direction somewhere there?
I like the one in the first, Bevermore.
Yep.
It's well found, though. I think he's our Rocky. He's got, you know, finished right alongside Blackheart Bart at set weight. Blackheart Bart was in, he'd be pretty short in this race. And probably a really nice filly called Saturnat. I think she's got good credentials heading towards the Guineas.
Lovely.
Okay. So I'll mention those numbers in a moment. The one you've scratched from Melbourne to run in the Morfordville Guineas, Muta Mahal, what sort of feeling have you got with that unbeaten three-year-old?
He looks good. He was an expensive yearling. Has been very impressive his first two starts. His track work's been excellent. So he'll be one of the favourites in the race and pretty competitive.
Yeah, okay.
The dogs are barking.
The dogs are barking. Someone's at the door, Dave.
They agree.
Good luck today, mate. Thanks for taking our call.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Dave. David Hayes there. He's got large numbers. Samovare gets the winkers today. That's the one in the first. Race one, number three. He's our Rockies in the Darto, which is not the Darto. He's our Rocky. Which race is it in,
is it
guys?
Race
yes,
eight?
It is the Darto. Race eight, number five. And Saturday is race six, number eight. They were the ones that he mentioned there. What do you think of Canny Essett in this race, Ron?
Yeah, I found him hard to line up. You know, his last run was a beauty. I'm not saying he's got, I don't say he's got a chance, but he sort of faces his stiffest test this preparation, that's for sure.
All right, I'm going to launch straight into the scratchings, and that'll get us going right on time for our preview hour. Haven't asked you. Many people have asked me during the week what's Duff having for breakfast these days. We haven't asked him for a while.
It's just
arrived. What are you having this morning, Duff?
That's why I was trying to cut you a bit short. It's just arrived. It doesn't look like much bacon. There mustn't have been much left. But anyway, there's a bit of bacon there.
But what are you, bacon and eggs?
Caviar with a poached egg on top. Perfect. I'm ready to put the knife into it, Andrew.
Don't squirt it after you have a good breakfast there. Come back in a moment with you and Mike Fraser. Let's get going with all of the scratchings. Rose Hill, a beautiful day, fine and sunny, 19-degree top, penetrometer 4.55 with a good three, and the rail is true. Race one, take out eight, Lover Lover, number eight. Race two is clear. The third, number five, Electric Fusion, and eight, Estourage, five and eight. Race 4, number 4, Estorac has come out. Race 4, number 4. Race 5, number 1, Fox Play, number 1. Race 6, number 5, Zestful, number 5. Race 7, 6, Kiji Phoenix, and 9, Siege of Quebec. It's gone for a spell. 6 and 9 out of the 7th. Race 8, number 6, Sir Plush, 12, Pumpkin Pie, and 15, Gibraltar Girl. 6, 12 and 15. And race 9, number 9, Heartlings, and 10, Bolero King, 9 and 10. That's the information for Rose Hill. Fine and sunny weather there. We go to Kembla Grange. Fine and a good 3, the rail is true. And at Kembla, race 1, take out 2, Cuban Royale, number 2. Race 2, number 4, Byblos Boy, number 4. Race 3, number 1, Spice Treasure, and 9, Flying, 1 and 9. Race 4, the scratching is 8, Dynamic Bid, number 8. Race 5, number 3, Smooth Whiskey, 6, Fincourt, and 12, Daydream Explorer, 3, 9 and 12. Kembla, race 6, number 9, Dashley Dub, 10, Fashan, and 14, Biscuit, 9, 10 and 14. Race 7, clear, and race 8 at Kembla, take out 3, Alia Walking, 4, Have a Nip, 6, Mate Story, and 11, Iggy the Moocher, 3, 4, 6, and 11. A fine day at Kembla. The track is a good 3. They put plenty of water on the track during the week, 15 millimetres of irrigation, but everything's in order for today's meeting. We go to Armidale. Fine and a good 3 in New South Wales. The rail is true. Race 1, take out numbers 2, 5 and 9. Race 2 is clear. The third takeout, number 13. And the last of the scratchings at Armidale, race 4, takeout 1 and 6. That's the information for Armidale. And the other TAB program in New South Wales is at Griffith. It's their big cup meeting today. Fine and a good 3, the rail true. Race 1, takeout 4. And the emergencies, 14, 15 and 16. Race 2, all of the emergencies are out. 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 3, number 2. And race 4, takeout 13, 14 and 15. That's the information for our New South Wales meetings today. We go to Moonee Valley in Melbourne. Bit overcast, they're saying maybe a little bit of rain. Not too much, though. A good 4, the rail at 2, and the penetrometer is 4.7. And the scratchings, let's have a look at those. If we can get them up for you for Moonee Valley. My iPad here has just gone onto hold, which is always a bit daunting with the riser system. We'll see whether we can get them up on screen for you, and then I'll be able to read from those from Moonee Valley, unless there's an issue altogether with the site. But at the moment, it's just frozen there on my screen for Moonee Valley. I'll try again one more time. Okay, let's go another way. Here we go. I'll get my race guide in front of me. Race 1 is clear. No scratchings in the first. Race 2, takeout 3. 3, Muda Mahel. 7, Sky Punch. 9, Evil Cry. 10, Illumicon. 11, Amarok. And 12, Pharisium. 3, 7, 9, 10, 11 and 12 out of the second. Race 3, take out 8 Radical, 13 Lord Tennyson, and 15 Don't Get Excited, 8, 13 and 15. Race 4, number 8, Move Over Manhattan, race 4, number 8. Race 5 is Clear the McEwen, race 6, the Atlantic Jewel, take out 3 Limestone, 6 from Moose, and 12 Counterplay, 3, 6 and 12. Race 7 is clear. Race 7. I'll just go back to race 7. I think Reldas is out number 4. Yes, it is. So race 7, number 4, Reldas is out. Race 8, the Dato, take out 2, Tavago, number 2. And race 9, take out number 7, Mahani. Race 9, number 7. So that's the information for Moonee Valley. And now at the end of Moonee Valley, the page opens up for me. So that's the way it goes. But we've given you those scratchings for Moonee Valley. Now I'm going to try for Doomben. And I'm thinking the same thing has happened. All right, so let's go to Doomben and read them. I just haven't got a guide for Doomben in front of me, so my apologies here. I'll give you the names as we go. Race 1. Take out 4, Barat, number 4. Race 2, take out 2, Khaleesi, 5, Lady Zoo, and 8, American Diva, 2, 5, and 8 out of the second. Race 3 is clear. Race 4 is clear as well. Race 5, take out 1, Hydrazone, and 9, Stellar Craft. That's 1 and 9 out of race 5. Race 6, on our screen is telling us it's clear. Race 6 clear. Race 7, number 7, My Girl Haley, and 11, Hingis Rose. 7 and 11. And then go to race 8, take out 2, Lord Coconuts, 4, Monteau, 7, Real Mystique, 8, Cashing Up, and 12, Shot Across the Bow. 2, 4, 7, 8 and 12. And race 9, take out 6, Melcara, 9, Ocean City, 12, Sesame, 14, Gregory, and 16, Like a Ruler. 6, 9, 12, 14, and 16. That's the information for Doomben. As we tell you, that track up there is a good, what have we got there? A good 4 at Doomben. Now, in Adelaide, we race at Morfordville. That track is a soft 7. The penetrometer 6.75. Here are the scratchings at the moment for Adelaide. Race 1, number 2, Maple's Image. 3 real easy, 4 axle rod, and 9 Massapag. 2, 3, 4, and 9. Race 2, number 4, Kid Flash, and 6, Lost Ark, 4 and 6. The third, 10, Zoffany Rose, and 12, Keeper Kiwi. That's 10 and 12 out of the third. Race 4, number 1, Aspect, and 5, Nastan, 1 and 5. Race 5 at Morfordville, number 5, Balancing Act, number 5. Race 6, take out 4, Star Wars, 6, Ash Hero, 11, MBC Lil, 16.